Well, Jesus was walking one day along a pretty deserted stretch of road. He had some friends with him, but they walked a long way before they met anybody or came to anything that let them know that there were any people living anywhere nearby. And it got pretty hot and tiring and dusty. And finally, they realized they could see buildings. They could see they were coming to a town. And before they arrived into the town, they came upon a well. A well is a deep hole, in this case, hole in the ground, dug down so that people could find water. In those days, they didn't have water coming right into their houses like we do. They had to come out from the town with their buckets and their jars and get water from the well and take the water back home where they used it for cooking and washing and drinking. So when they came to this well, Jesus was really quite happy to sit down in that place near the water and let his friends go into the town and see if they could find something to eat. And while Jesus sat there resting all by himself in the middle of the day and looking around, a woman came out from the town and she was carrying her jars because it was her plan to fill them up with water from the well. And when she got to the well, Jesus asked her if she wouldn't mind giving him a drink of water. And she said, "Well, that's kind of scandalous, don't you think? I mean, aren't you afraid you're going to be contaminated if I, a Samaritan and a woman, touch the cup that you're going to drink out of?" And Jesus said, "If you knew the gifts of God, and if you knew who it was who was asking you for a drink, you would be asking him, and you would be receiving living water." And she said, "Wait a minute. Now, I don't mean to be rude, but it doesn't look to me like you have a bucket. How are you planning to get this water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us this well and who came here often to drink from it with his family and his flocks?" And Jesus said, "Whoever drinks from this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I will give will never be thirsty again. The water that I give will spring up within, gushing up to eternal life." And the woman said, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty, and I will stop having to come here to draw water from the well." And their conversation went on and on for quite a bit longer. But we're going to stop here and just, in our minds, think about water that comes in rain from the clouds, or water that comes in rivers and pools up in lakes, or water that comes out of the drinking fountain or the faucet, here and at home and at school. And we're going to join hands and say a prayer with those things in mind. Great. Everybody find somebody's hand to hold. Dear God, we know that everything which truly satisfies is a gift from you. And so we thank you for teaching us not only to give, but also to receive this goodness with which you bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, have fun in Sunday school.